These days, so many companies are asking for employees to sacrifice, take pay cuts or work less hours for the collective good of the company. At Tribune Publishing, though, many employees are not buying it. The newspaper chain owns big dailies like the Chicago Tribune and the New York Daily News, and smaller papers, too, in cities like Allentown, Pennsylvania. And these newsrooms have endured waves of cuts for years. Now, Tribune journalists nationwide say they are trying to hold the line against more layoffs and a new owner, a hedge fund they believe is solely focused on profits. NPR's David Folkenflik has the story.
The scenario is familiar. A sober-minded CEO sitting at home, addressing the troops appreciatively by video. In this case, Tribune Publishing's Terry Jimenez, who warns about the future after the pandemic fades.
We will be a different company on the other side of this. We will need to be structured differently. We need to think differently. We will need to be more flexible.
This from audio of the event obtained by NPR. Flexible means 3 weeks of unpaid furloughs for each Tribune journalist, and permanent pay cuts in some newsrooms for people who make more than $67,000 a year. Many Tribune journalists say they're at breaking point.
We have members who are selling plasma to help pay for their groceries and their bills.
Sarah Gregory covers education for the Virginian Pilot in Norfolk and is chair of the local Tidewater Media Guild.
We have folks making lots of sacrifices to do the jobs that they feel called to.
There are real pressures on the news business, and the pandemic triggered a real financial tailspin as newspaper advertising dried up. Yet, Tribune journalists across the company tell NPR they have lost faith in their executives. The Tribune acquired the Virginian Pilot in 2018, then combined its newsroom with that of the Newport News Daily Press and cut the number of journalists almost in half. Sarah Gregory says that's hurt the community.
I get messages from sources saying, you know, why didn't the paper cover this, or why didn't the paper cover that? And a lot of times the answer is just manpower, right? Like, there are only so many things that we can do with the people that we have.
Several weeks ago, scores of journalists across Tribune took to the internal messaging platform Slack for a digital protest, tagging CEO Jimenez in each comment. NPR reviewed transcripts. 3 weeks' pay is 3 months' mortgage, wrote a reporter from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Another from Chicago wrote, the furloughs were catastrophic. Quote, we're already living paycheck to paycheck. The federal government has boosted unemployment benefits to deal with the larger economic fallout of the crisis, and Tribune is telling its less well-paid employees they could earn more on unpaid furlough than from their regular pay. Here's Jimenez during that town hall.
So I fully understand there's a sacrifice. In some circumstances, at the low end of the comp scale, you actually have a chance to make more money.
Jimenez and Tribune declined to comment for this story. For years, while the company's newsrooms keep getting leaner, top executives have made millions. So too have shareholders through dividends, though the company did cancel its next payout, giving in to union pressure. All that makes journalists skeptical of the newsroom cuts, which aim to preserve less than $600,000 company-wide. Again, CEO Terry Jimenez.
It does save the company money, which is desperately needed at this time.
It is, however, less money than the company will pay in severance just to one executive who's leaving this month. At the Baltimore Sun, journalists and leading community organizations are trying to break this cycle. Tribune has already slashed the Sun's newsroom to less than a quarter of where it once stood.
It's been very worrisome and troubling, the downsizing that's happened at the Baltimore Sun and really newspapers across the country.
Matt Gallagher is president and CEO of the Goldsecker Foundation. Along with the Able Foundation and the local news union, it is trying to buy the Sun from Tribune Publishing and turn it into a nonprofit.
Really, there is no institution that I can think of that is more central to the day-to-day life of the city than the Baltimore Sun. And a free and independent and robust, you know, local newspaper. I mean, it literally is part of the daily fabric of what happens in Baltimore every single day.
He says that is more important than boosting profits, which is why journalists are looking warily toward the end of June, when the hedge fund Alden Global Capital can take full control of Tribune Publishing. Alden is already the largest single investor in the company. It now owns 200 news publications. Its track record suggests even more severe budget cuts could be coming to Tribune soon. David Folkenflik, NPR News.